This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 premieres Monday, May 13th on Exactly Right. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and if you look hot when you work out, I don't trust you.
I'm Brandi Posian. Bitch, please, I have a teleporter. It's my impression of Captain Picard.
Two impressions.
Yeah. No. I've run out of jokes to write.
Become very impressionable, Brandi. Yeah. I'm Tess Parker, and for your consideration, my performance of acting surprised that my voicemail is full.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandi, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone, that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Hey, welcome to the show. This is Lady to Lady, the podcast.
The musical, the podcast. Not really a musical, just a podcast.
The musical, the podcast, the musical, the podcast.
Sometimes it's a musical.
I guess as far as podcasts go, we are like a fairly musical podcast.
Yeah, we've got a few theme songs.
We have jingles.
We do.
Yeah. We have jingles and jangles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just teeth falling over the place.
Yeah, we've got teeth. callback. And that's what they call a callback in the biz. last week's episode.
Real previous. Oh, hey, also, for those listening that are not Patreon subscribers, I might have admitted to a felony on last week's top secret session. So I'm
you
not...
guys really are missing out on some shit.
I legally will not talk about it on the regular feed. Yeah. So if you want to hear,
if you want to take Brandi to court, you got to pay that $10 a month,
that's
baby.
That's what it's all about.
Absolutely, this is bail money.
This is
Thank
what we're
going
to start admitting to crimes.
I love it.
We've run out of sex.
Well, because then we have to come up with crimes to commit to admit to.
Right.
It'll keep us very busy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. You're right. Like, as though I haven't committed it.
Oh, yeah. I guess I commit crimes all the time.
Yeah. I've got a couple crimes up my belt. $10 a month.
Sure,
I'll get it for you.
So, now that weed is legal, I don't know if I've committed crimes lately.
There's
retroactive. Let's bring on our guest.
Okay. Yeah. our guest today is criminally funny.
Hey. That's the kind of...
She's got an amazing album coming out in April. All the periods called Dark Jeans, Joanne Schinderle.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I have committed a crime, and if you want, I will say it.
Please.
Patreon.
On your Patreon.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will keep it a secret.
Crimes.
Yeah.
But
it is crazy.
I'm excited.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, can we also on the Patreon, can we come up with a new crime for me to commit?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Taking
you know what I feel like you could
crimes?
Do? Because, like, isn't anal sex still illegal in some states?
Oh, then
you probably got a box.
Oh, then I've committed crimes.
It's not illegal if you're a woman.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Isn't it just sodomy?
No, it's just sodomy.
I think sodomy knows no gender.
Sodomy somewhere.
Yeah, it's for anybody. Wait, women can commit sodomy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. They can be committed or they can commit it. Either way. Okay. It can goes both ways.
I just opened up a real big article in Wikipedia. I don't have time to read.
Sodomy?
Yeah, sodomy laws in the United States. Everybody just Google it for yourself.
The only podcast where we get straight to the sodomy. Suck it to me, sodomy.
Hey, I didn't know I was going to show you guys this sodomy on this. Get it?
This sodomy on
yes,
the show.
Now, literally later.
Yeah.
I saw the words spelled out, and then I was like, oh,
it's hard.
I see what Barbara
you
did.
You sold it well. The sodomy is why I got it right away. Yeah.
It's a little
the shoulder shrug.
Yeah, real shoulder.
Any
up.
Pun, any long pun, you gotta do.
Well, that's the show.
Anyway,
thanks for coming.
What have we all been? We've all been doing stuff.
My goodness, yes.
I am.
Joanne, what have you been up to?
In my personal life?
Anywhere.
Yes,
anywhere.
Yeah.
You got a personal life.
I want to hear about your personal life.
I was at a dog beach. I saged my apartment for the first time since living in it, and I've been there for 5 months.
Wonderful.
Yes. It needed to be done.
Do you feel a difference?
I do. I didn't think I was going to, and I did. Because yeah. I was like, last time I did it in my old apartment, I felt like eerie afterwards. I was like, did I not do it right? And then I read that you're supposed to go like clockwise.
Mm-hmm.
And
I did not know that.
Oh, I don't think I went clockwise. And so I was convinced that I like let a bad spirit in.
Oh.
Got real juju and weird. But this time, it worked out fine. There was a huge hole in my wall. I live in a building that was built in 1920, and it's like all the original shit. And for like 2 weeks, there was a gaping 9-foot by 3-foot wall, like hole.
Whoa.
And
then
it's gone?
And it's gone now.
What?
And I had to sage it because a bunch of crickets came in.
It was just like, a
what
hole?
Happened to the hole?
You saged it away?
Are you paying rent for this hole?
Well, no, I'm the landlord currently, and I have to get it. I had to be the one to
fix. See, you're responsible for it. Yeah,
okay. I didn't kind of call anybody, but my damn self, and I did. It just takes a while. The hole happened.
Yeah, how'd the hole happen, Joanne?
Joanne,
not the criminal story.
Joanne, what happened? Where'd this hole come from?
Dumb. So I won this TV from work. So our company holds like this party, this Christmas party. I won a 50-inch flat screen TV. And I was like, oh, hell yeah, I'd never win anything. I really needed to mount it because I live in a studio. It was too small. This great, huge 50-inch. And at any rate, so I had didn't hire, but there's other people working on the – this gets weird. How much can I say on this? I'm going to do it anyways.
It's up to you.
Where are we going with it? We hired some roofers to re-roof the thing, and then they lived on site, and the guy got really weird. He was like knocking on my door at weird hours, offering me Jack Daniels. It was like a whole thing. I'm going to get comfortable when I say this.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like a whole thing. And so, you know, as a girl, when someone, or a male, when someone's hitting on you, and you're just like polite, but you just want it to go away, and you just kind of like say yes, because you're like, I can't be mean to you. I don't really have the energy to be mean, so it's just easier to be like, yeah, sure, I'll have the shot, and I'm tired now, bye.
Yeah.
Which is weird to be like having shots in my hallway and then.
You know, just to be polite.
Just get drunk in your hallway when you're on the job, technically. So his last day there, we made a bet that he would mount my television. And his last day, he like did it really quickly. And then he did it backwards. And so the back of the TV, it was like 12 holes. So he's like hammering and screwing in 12 holes. Hits a gas line.
Holy shit.
God. Oh, boy.
Hits a fucking, and he was drunk. I know he was. And hits a gas line and immediately, well, doesn't even hit my gas line, hits the neighboring apartment's gas line. So, and then it took forever for the thing to come out. They had to cut a whole wall open. Gas company, like half the building got shut down. Their gas didn't have gas for like 2 days.
All because of this shot you took in your hallway.
I'm sorry, but we need to go back. We need to go back to the bet situation.
Yeah, thank you. My first question what do you mean, the bet? We? Who's we?
Yeah, what is this bet?
And what do you mean?
Well, so
I bet you can't do it?
The guy, it was like, he said something about, so it was, I didn't have faith in them that they would re-roof the roof on time. And so I was like, I bet you if you get it done, if you don't get it done in this a lot of time, then you have to mount my television.
Oh, okay.
It was a stupid bet.
Yeah.
He was like,
okay.
I thought it was some kind of like that Seinfeld bet where, where he was like, he did it. He was like on purpose to like hang out with you and mount your TV so he would lose on purpose so he could like.
Oh, he kept losing his keys. Like, oh, I can't get, knock, I can't get into my apartment.
I don't like this.
Yeah. And I told my, it was so weird. It's so weird working in like the housing industry because no one gives a fuck.
Yeah.
So I would like call and I was like, I don't want to work with this person. Like, I have to deal with all the contractors, and I'm like, I don't want to deal with that one contractor.
Like, find a job.
And they're like,
well,
he's the cheapest. I'm like, he could also rape me. What?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And then you're getting fucking sued.
Yeah, so that got fun. This got fun. This is a fun story to retell.
But you saged your apartment.
But
now
I
you feel
saged
better.
It, and I feel better.
Did they finish the roof?
They did.
There you go.
Not in time for it to not. So I still have to show apartments. No joke. Do we have time for the story of this guy?
Yeah.
Showing apartment to? His name's Colin. I hope he's listening.
Hey, Colin.
Colin shows up. First thing Colin says to me is goes, look, I just saw the apartment that I want to die in. I love it so much. So what do you got?
It's a like, you're not the salesman, Colin.
Right?
And I'm in like, heavy.
Do you
want to
live here or not? You're
here because you need a place. I just saw the apartment I want
That's
to die in.
That's an amazing sentence.
Wow. Right? Like in your 30s or your 80s also?
No, yeah, exactly. And what kind of death? Is this cocaine riddled? Because it sounds like it.
Well, how do you feel about me ODing in your apartment?
Yeah.
Does that work for you? Hey, is this a face that you would like to scrape off the floor after no one's checked on me in a week and a half? Is that what we're trying to get into right now?
Right now?
Oh,
I wish I could have thought of my feet better to be like, how are
That's
you planning on dying?
That you're just like, yeah. let me just get this over with. Yeah.
Wait, how old? I want to know how old was Colin.
Colin seemed, I would say, mid-30s.
Okay.
Older than I thought.
Younger than I thought.
I guarantee we know him. One of us is taking an improv class with this man.
Oh, I probably. He's 6'2", blonde hair, blue-eyed, skinny, tribal tattoos. Mm-hmm. He's a foodie. I know all of this about him already. He's a photographer. Mm-hmm. He loves the neighborhood, but thinks this building is gross.
Into Joshua Tree?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he was born in a pod in Joshua
Tree. I think so.
His middle name is Joshua Tree. I'm Colin Joshua Tree.
Colin Joshua Jackson Tree.
But so I'm like, okay, dude. And immediately I was like, just turn around. But I had three apartments to show him. And the first one we go to, he's like, yo, I really love this one, but there's no parking. So it's probably not for me, which has nothing to do with the apartment. Right?
Yeah.
But no. I'm like, okay.
None of them will have parking.
Yeah. And so he's like, and also it's pretty expensive. So it's like, got it, dude. I go, well, how much is your dream apartment? And he goes, honestly, the same price. I'm like, what the fuck, Colin?
Why didn't you just apply for that place, Colin?
Exactly.
You're telling me his taking pictures of food isn't working out that well financially?
Yeah, right.
Oh, Colin.
So I was like, hey, do you want to see the other two apartments? He goes, well, yeah, I drove all this way. I'm like, you got it, dude. So I take him, and as we're walking to the second apartment, what felt like a gallon of water just fell from the roof in front of us, like splashed our, like, ricocheted.
Because it's been raining insanely.
Because it's been raining, and that part of the roof wasn't done yet, and it caved in.
Oh,
literally right where we were standing. Any normal person would have been like, okay, bye. Colin insisted on seeing the rest of the apartments.
He really didn't
just to talk shit. Wow. And it ended with me going, well, Colin, this doesn't seem like the place for you. It's like, it's not.
And then Colin went off and died in his new apartment.
I hope he dies soon in his new apartment.
I mean, I think he's planning on it. It sounds like,
yeah,
I'm gonna get loaded all my stuff so somebody can find my corpse. Hell yeah.
Apartment I want to die in.
Oh, that God. Bucket of water also makes me think that the ghosts in your building are friendly.
Yeah.
Or I think that they are. Humor.
Like, yeah. We don't want this guy here. Get him the fuck out.
Right. Exactly. They're like, dude, we don't want Colin here.
Exactly.
The tour that I was just on, this is an amazing thing that I might start doing. We staged our venues every night before we performed.
That's nice.
Because there was like two of the ones that the gals had performed before, and they were like, our equipment never fucking works here. And we brought Sage to sage this goddamn place, and we had no issues.
Interesting.
The one venue we didn't sage, the
so
venue.
You
guys,
snafu.
From the Patreon.
Hey.
Oh, no.
You know,
no,
I've been vaping my places. Is that not the same?
Even better.
Yeah. Just vaping sage. Yes.
If
that
you go
should exist.
Clockwise.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I did a staging of the house I thought was very lovely. And then Sean came home and sniffed and made a stink face and said, is this supposed to smell good?
I honestly, I'm not really of, you know, a crystal sage, any of that type of shit.
You don't like how it smells?
I just don't get it, I guess.
But do you like it?
I don't really know what sage smells like.
It's like
I have
like
a bundle of it that someone gave me for a birthday like 2 years ago. I still haven't done it.
You should burn it and see if you like it.
Yeah, but also, what's the deal with it?
It's supposed, like, sage is like a bleach. It's supposed to like kind of like bleach the space of like any bad intentions
or
whatever.
Well, yeah. I've lived in my bedroom for 10 years, so nothing's bleaching that shit. That's built in.
You know that photo that you see floating around of someone with like 50 cigarettes in their mouth?
Yeah.
I just pictured you, but with sage. Walking around your room.
There's, that's that bedroom.
No,
that bedroom's seen some shit. See, you guys will find this very funny.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. I haven't been telling anybody because I know how ridiculous it's.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, exciting.
It's not even. It's a funny. Well, anyway.
Oh, my God.
Trying to become, I don't want to say completely, but more a minimalist.
Oh, this is another scheme. Classic Barbara scheme. She can't even get through this
set. Seems not real at all.
I know, that's why I didn't want to say anything.
What, you donate a bag of clothes?
Now you're I got lots of bags of clothes ready to go. Well, of course I haven't donated them yet because some of them you want to see if you can sell.
Yeah. To me, minimalism is just like buying a white comforter.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, now I'm minimalistic.
Yeah.
You better add that to your question.
Yeah, buy a white comforter.
So I realized that like stuff has overtaken my life for my whole life, you know? And so I was like, I need to like, when I come home, all I want to do is like be able to like write on my computer or my fucking keyboard sat here forever. And that's all I want. I have all this other shit in here that I don't do anything with. So I put everything I don't use in boxes and put it in my hallway.
Nice.
So now it looks like there's nothing in my room and it feels great. You know what? I'm not going to look in those boxes. Maybe ever. See, probably.
You're not a minimalist. I just put my shit away.
This is
But also like the psychology of like climbing through the boxes in the hallway and then finally you open the door and you're like,
here's my space.
You're not a minimalist, you're a hoarder.
You realize you're the opposite of a minimalist to your roommates, right?
No. It's not that bad. Three of the boxes are in my room, so it's fine.
How many boxes?
You are fine with having stuff, you just don't want to look at it.
Yes. I just don't want to. Well, that's my first step. The first step was I was like, I just need to put this away because I want to show myself that I don't ever fucking use any of it, basically.
That actually makes sense.
So I was like, just kind of was doing like research on it, and this one guy did this thing basically where they called it a moving party or something, and they put literally everything he owned in boxes, like even the stuff that you would use day to day. And so then when he had to use something, he had to get it out. And so it showed him how much stuff he actually uses, which is nothing, basically.
Right. Yeah, that is interesting.
You know, you don't use any of the shit that you have. Mostly you use like plates and whatever, a few things.
Yeah.
So that was the idea, was that I put it in that stuff. And yeah, I don't know when the fuck I'll ever actually get to those. But the idea, it feels so much better even with that. I'm like, oh my God, it's not in my space.
Do you feel that you can like focus better without it?
Yeah, I felt way more calm. Like I've been waking up in my room being like, oh, I'm not just surrounded by shit.
Yeah.
And so it does feel nice. But like I said, we'll see. It's another, I've always made more time for stuff than I have for like things that were important to me because I'll wake up and be like, oh, I have to do this. I have to like go through this thing or do that or get moved. You know, I've made it a priority so much that I've never like made the things I really want to do, which is like, I would like to sit down on my keyboard and fucking work on, you know, the piano class I took at community college.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to literally just have those things and see what happens, you know, but who knows?
I mean, yeah, stuff.
I wish you the best.
I do too.
I feel great.
It does. It really does just create work, and it's like when you, and obviously it's different when you go out of town. But when you go out of town, it's like I just lived in the things in my suitcase.
Yeah,
you know?
Very true.
We'll see.
No, I mean, my favorite part about this is those boxes will be in your hallway for no less than 3 years.
Oh, absolutely. They'll gradually make themselves into Ryan's room somehow, and he'll be like, "How the fuck did these get here?"
By the way, Babs, we didn't talk last week, but Babs had a viral tweet on Valentine's Day. Very funny.
I had a viral tweet, everyone. This is actually funny because everyone's Marie Kondoing shit. And in the meantime, my roommate Ryan is addicted to 5-Hour Energy. And he has like hundreds of 5-Hour Energy bottles. So Kim Kardashian put out that, which we should talk about, that crazy video of
Kenny G.
Yeah, Kanye got Kenny G to play for her on Valentine's Day, and it was the weirdest fucking thing I've ever seen. Not romantic. It was like, this is bizarre.
I always wonder, like, what does... Because they hire, like, John Legend a lot, too. Like, what are these artists... Do they feel obligated that they're like, I can't say no?
I think that the money is probably insane.
It must be.
And, like, also, Kanye and John Legend are good friends. I mean, that would be kind of awkward if, like, a good friend paid you to hang out at their birthday, though.
Yeah.
That makes me think no one actually likes Kanye.
Like, the setup... that makes sense.
That tracks.
But, like, the setup is just so weird. It's, like, an empty... I've seen their house before, and there's, like, some rooms with absolutely nothing in them. And so it's
because it's also a set.
Yeah. I get what do you mean? Because they just filmed
it.
Always shooting.
Oh, right. She's
KWTWK or whatever the acronym is.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So it's just an empty room full of little glass vases with roses in them, and then Kenny G in the middle playing a bassoon or whatever the fuck he's playing. It's not a sax.
It's a soprano saxophone.
Soprano
saxophone.
My very first sleepover. Here's the thing. Kenny G to me is so interesting because
you know, muscle memory, not muscle memory, but whatever, repressed memories. As soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, fuck. I had this vivid memory of my very first sleepover where the girl that it was my very first sleepover, like in sixth grade, where we slept in the same bed. You know, and that's always kind of weird where you're like, oh, yeah, I don't mind sharing a bed with you. But we're like sixth graders.
Yeah.
And she had the coolest house. She was like the rich kid in the class. And she had one of those like 8 disc changers, all Kenny G.
No!
And it's what she listened to sleep.
Whoa.
So it played all night and all well into the next morning. And then you hear like, it's switching fucking CDs.
Wow.
And this is the most 90s thing I've ever
heard. And I'm like, and I couldn't sleep at all. And I just, she's like done. She's dozed off. But to me, like, Kenny G is just so fucking funny because I never forget.
It's just very cheesy. It's the cheesiest thing. And it was just so... That's it's so weird. And then so in the shot, like, it's like Kenny G in the middle of their thing. He looks he's caught in the middle. Like, you don't know how he got there.
But they put them around him.
They put him around him.
In that spot.
And then she pans over and it's Kanye in the hallway just like, yep, hey, baby.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Well, because also, what are the odds that Kim Kardashian likes Kenny G? She's our age. There's no way. Like,
I mean, I don't dislike him, but I don't.
No, but like, if your significant other was like, I'm going to get someone that really drives Barbara crazy. What number one through what would be Kenny G? It's gotta be 9,000. Like,
but he's so like legendary. I think he'd be in my top 50.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Kenny G's in your top 50?
Instagram. You know,
I can just think of Celine Dion.
Exactly.
Cher.
Anybody. Pavarotti or whatever.
Truly. Yeah. Church.
Sarah Boyle, come on.
My sister and I actually love Susan Boyle.
Oh, Susan Boyle. Sarah Boyle.
Sarah Boyle also on the list.
Right behind Kenny G, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
Imagine the think pieces if the Susan Boyle thing happened these days.
Oh, yeah.
Where they would just be like, you judged her on her looks, and now, like, that was the whole idea, where they were like, well, she looks kind of weird, but she's got a great voice.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
yeah.
I watch that as often as I watch the Whitney Houston Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that you watch
Marlena and I watched it, like, a lot. We probably watch it, like, at least once a month, and we both love her Christmas album.
If you haven't
watched that video lately and you need to pick me up.
As far as people who really took, was that
America's Got Talent.
Okay, America's Got Talent. Yeah. Whatever, American Idol.
The British
as far
one.
As people who took that thing as far as they could, her and William Hung really.
Exactly.
Really wrung that shit out to dry. Yeah. But so Ryan has a million 5-hour energy bottles. And I was like, oh, I want to do some kind of take on this fucking Kanye Kim thing. And I was like, well, what do we have a lot of? Oh, these 5-hour energies. So yeah, I set them all up in our living room, put a wig on him, got a part of a vacuum hose as the saxophone, and filmed it and then edited in Kanye, like, looking in our
so
thing.
Funny. The edit's
it's
like, really
yeah, it's so
good.
Smooth. Yeah. And I was not expecting that.
No,
yeah,
no,
either,
was I.
Which is the best
I mean,
part.
Honestly, I think the whole video was inspired. I loved it.
But it's been like, yeah, went by. It almost has a million views on Twitter.
Are you serious?
Which is
holy
fucking
shit.
Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it's funny because, I mean, at least hundreds of gay men have responded and they think they're poppers.
Are they full? Are those?
No, those are all empties.
Why is it even empty ones?
Because he has like a comedy bit with them where he like, he pulls some stuff out of a bag and a million of them fall. And he's also addicted to 5-hour and he's going to die soon. But
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I have an apartment for him.
This is the apartment with OD on 5-hour energy. But he was fucking stoked because 5-hour energy started following him on Twitter.
Oh, yes.
And he's like, I've been waiting for
years.
Oh my God.
That's always so exciting.
It's been funny that this ties back in well to the not being a minimalist at all thing because we have like a shitty fake Christmas tree, you know, in the house, and it was still in the corner. We hadn't put it back yet. And so in the video, there's trees behind him, like outside. Yeah. And I saw the Christmas tree and I was like, oh, I'm going to put it behind Ryan so it like looks like whatever. And all these people have been like, why aren't you fucking taking down your Christmas tree? And I was like, it's for the bit. But also, really, it was still that.
Also, ma'am, I have 500 5-hour energy drinks. The tree is the least of our issues.
Yeah, I know. It was honestly a perfect example of how people can like be. I was like, you literally found a way to be negative about
anything.
This silly
absolutely
thing.
Absolutely anything. Dude, so a publication retweeted my album recording, mm-hmm. and some girl commented on it. The only, like, I didn't really check negative, but the weirdest one, she just goes, what an odd waste of time.
That's what people said.
Oh, man.
It was like, because the album's about people. periods and there was like a tampon drive and like what an odd waste of time.
That's such like a
it's withering. Fuck. Ooh.
Fuck all of you people.
Oh,
anyway,
God.
We'll be back. I'm gonna waste your time more in a second. We'll be back.
Hey, welcome back to Lady, I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're with Joanne.
Hello. I'm like fidgety right now. I keep fucking around.
Are we making you nervous?
No, I'm just
fidgety. A little fidgety.
Just life.
Yeah.
Well, it's because on the break we found that girl and we murdered her.
That girl.
Sarah Boyle.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Sarah Boyle.
Oh, don't even joke about Sarah Boyle.
Sarah Boyle is Susan's sister. She's always lived in her shadow. Yes.
She's gorgeous, but she has a horrible voice.
Oh,
damn these
like singing
jeans.
In the rain. That
yeah. Yes.
By the way, which whatever. Someone tweeted a fucking community college musical of Princess Diana, and it's the worst thing that's ever.
It's not only what? You know what I love about it is it's horrible, but it's also really singing. Thought out.
Really,
it's yeah. really thought out. Well, I'm gonna get. We'll
the
play like a moment.
The lyrics are very
of it.
Specific to Princess Diana. I mean,
sure.
It's just the most community theater thing you've ever seen, which is so.
It's like a blank stage. There's like nothing on the stage.
No.
They didn't even like dress the stage for anything.
And everything about it felt so familiar. Like I've been in that play.
Okay, wait. Let's. We have to see.
Let's just watch a little bit of it.
Who okayed that?
No one. I don't think anyone did.
Oh, God.
Nobody
definitely
did.
Not the royal family.
No.
No.
Did the paparazzi come in and they're just
literally, that's literally a scene.
Yeah, really?
That was much better than what they did.
Yeah. And then in the end, it fades to black and you hear her go off and get killed by the paparazzi.
Oh, no.
Like you hear a car crash?
Dead serious, yes.
Oh. What plays immediately after the car crash?
Nothing.
I think there's an after? Okay, yeah. I was like, there's not an after death song.
There's not an after death song. It ends fading to black and then it's all in audio.
Oh my God. Wait, I didn't watch that
please
far. Sorry.
I watched the whole thing.
Oh, it couldn't be the original audio. That would be weird.
No, it's not the original audio.
Wait,
it's
let's
like
see.
Stock.
Okay.
No, yeah, I heard the same thing.
Yes.
Nothing. That wasn't even a breath. She wasn't even done singing.
It's like still crashing.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They should have like a minute long crash.
Yeah.
Look,
I love the arts, but that.
Don't know if that qualifies.
That stuff feels so good. Like, it's just, man, there's nothing as good as a bad.
Theater is like pizza. Even when it's bad, it's good.
See, I used to be on this play. I used to be like, yeah, cool. And now for some, I don't know. Maybe since I turned 30, so for a couple years now, I just have no tolerance
for like bad stuff.
Bad
stuff. Movies or anything?
Not even like bad movies. I'm just like, why? Like, I keep thinking like I feel bad. Like, I feel guilty because it makes me think, like, what if the person that was in that was like that? She thought that was her make or break. That's the
blood,
sweat, and tears. That was everything. And I love that. But then like, oh.
Yeah.
The reality of it.
Right. It makes me a huge bitch.
It just makes me feel deeply embarrassed for everybody.
Yes.
I can't watch somebody embarrass themselves like that.
Oh, right.
It's the same. It's the same.
Tess
loves it.
Oh, I can.
I definitely can, too. That's why I can watch so much cringeworthy comedy.
Can't do it. Yeah. Oh, man. I'm just sitting there. I'm like, I don't know what's... Jesus Christ. I can't look at you.
I remember one time when I substitute taught, almost got in trouble from the principal because I had to go watch some student plays and they were so bad. I was laughing so hard I was crying. I had like a really severe laugh attack in the audience.
Oh, man. You talked to the principal for laughing? Come on.
Because all the kids were being quiet and I was disrupting.
Oh, you were a substitute teacher.
Yeah, I was working.
we're not paying you to embarrass the children.
Exactly.
You're like, technically, you're not paying me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we play Who, What, When, Where, Why?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Why?
Joanne, right. These are all up to however you want to interpret them.
Absolutely.
There's no right, no wrong answer.
Yes. Okay. Who is your guru?
Who is my guru? Mm-hmm. I thought of two things. Carol Burnett, but that was... Mm. I mixed up guru and spirit animal. And so... But guru, second thought, was on Instagram, I follow a lot of like feng shui blogs.
Okay.
And like, there's a couple of accounts that I can't think of off the top of my head that I'm like, yeah, I'm going to watch this when I feel cluttered. And sometimes watching something.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I do with workouts, too. Like, I'll watch a bunch of workout videos and, like, screenshot and write down. And then I'm like, oh, that felt good. And then, like, go out drinking. I haven't moved my body
eventually,
once.
Like, I feel like in the future, that's all we'll need to do. Like, somehow there'll be a computer making that made us work out. And then we'll be like, I'm done.
Cool. My eyes did it.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. I guess that's kind of like clipping out a bunch of recipes that you're never going to make.
Yeah.
Or like watching a cooking show and you're like, yeah, I'm totally going
to
make.
That's what I'm trying to get rid of in my life. It's just like the stuff I'm like, I know I'm not going to be this person, so I can just say goodbye to this now.
You
know?
What's like a version of yourself that you finally said goodbye to?
Well, there's all the slime.
You got rid of the slime.
No, I didn't get rid of it.
You boxed at the slime?
I put away the slime. Oh, so I was like, girl, what is this shit?
Your algorithm's going to hear you. You can't say that.
Oh, I'm still going to watch it. I can watch the slime.
It's not going to. They're not going to show it to you anymore.
But
they heard that.
Like, I mean, I don't know. I guess like probably being like a super outdoor, like somebody who's going to go like fucking, you know, backwoods camping or something
like
that.
Yeah, you don't need like kayaks.
Yeah, I feel like I do like the outdoors a lot, but I just, at this point, I'm like, yeah, that's probably not going to be that version of you, and that's okay.
It
you
is. Know?
Or like sewing. Sure. Like, I'm just never going to be somebody who sews shit, and that's fine with me.
So have you gotten rid of the clothes that you're like, oh, this will work if I just put a button on it, or if I just...
No, have a drawer.
Okay.
Of course they do.
But I mean, that's not... I would take those in to somebody. Okay. I just mean that, like, I'm never going to make a dress for myself. I just don't... There's versions of that
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
It's just never happening.
Yeah. I love the idea of it. I'll never have a garden.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Never gonna have a garden.
Well, tomatoes not planted.
Yeah.
No, the succulents in our house are not doing well. How bad it is.
I just threw out some dead succulents this weekend.
It's okay not to be good at succulents.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I'm okay. Yeah. I got no shame.
I've got no second. I mean, Sean's real into that shit. And I think sometimes he's like, "Did you want to help?" And I'm like, "No.
No, this is your thing, babe."
Yeah. I'm not good at that. I remember I killed the Venus flytrap in high school because I tried to feed it tofu.
Turns out it loves meat.
Yeah.
A bummer.
Yeah. Give me those flies.
Yeah. I think I'm also going to throw away my surfboard.
Really?
Yeah, because that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen. I want it to happen because I really wish
Have
I
you?
Yeah, I tried for like a good 3 years to learn how to surf. And I just was not going consistently enough to get better. So every single time it was extremely hard, not fun, and scary.
Yeah.
And so finally I'm just like, you know what?
Yeah, if I'm going to go to the beach, I'll like enjoy myself.
Yeah, I'll go up for a run, hang out on the beach. I mean, maybe, you know, no, it's not. I mean, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. I feel like I have a pair of rock climbing shoes that I like dated a rock climber for like 2 years. And then I had those because we'd go. And now I'm like, it's been a decade.
Yeah,
it's not gonna happen anymore. But then when I match with somebody who rock climbs, I'm like, oh, I've been to that place. Oh, I've rock climbed.
Yeah.
Cool.
How did you like get really hardcore with it?
No, but the guy that I was dating was a rock climbing director. We met at a summer camp. I was the theater director.
Oh,
and so
match made in heaven.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Those rock climber bods, damn.
Yes.
He didn't have one.
He was the director.
Yeah.
He told me he went up the rock.
Yeah, he belayed. He's the belayer for sure.
I dated an ice climber who had a very, well, and rock climber, but
Yeah.
He was hot.
How about you go climb rocks? That's what I would say if we got into a fight.
Go climb rocks. I do really want to go to one of those gyms where they put like a bungee cord on you and let you have at it.
Oh, yeah.
That looks fun.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Those are fun.
Common misconception. If you think it's your arms, it's not. Your legs.
Is that right?
So you go up and you stand up so you don't pull. You like get you place and then stand, place and stand.
Oh, I did not know that. Mm-hmm. But I think it's also, it's not your arms, because last time I did it was like very much arms, but I guess I wasn't doing it right.
I mean, certainly at certain points where you have to, like, if you're scaling different things, but like if you're going straight up,
right,
you don't really have to. And that's where cool. I was at.
Yeah.
Did you ever go like in the wild?
Yeah, mostly. We had, was outdoors all the time.
Wow.
We were in Truckee, California.
Oh, yeah. We were just Truckee. In Truckee. Yeah.
Yes. It's beautiful.
Yes. Yeah.
It's gorgeous Rockland up there. Is crazy when they see that just like a big crack that they all go up.
It's, oh, it's yeah. terrifying.
Yeah. I really want to watch. Have any of you guys seen that documentary about the Yellowstone? Yosemite. Mm-mm. The guy, this guy, this motherfucker climbed Half Dome with no ropes, just free his fall. Bare hands.
Yeah. Oof. Fuck. And everyone's like, why? Like, one of the clips, they're like, why are we watching this?
Like, yeah, like we're going to watch him die.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah. But it also, like, I think is a really interesting lesson in just, like, how much everything is mental. Because honestly, yes. if you stay focused, you're probably not going to fall. So it's just, like, don't even think about falling.
Yeah, you can't even let yourself go there.
Yeah.
You got to be locked in.
A lot of rock climbers I met were very in their own heads.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have to be, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In their own world of worlds. And it was, like, ride or die. Like, right, like they live breathed it.
That's they live breathe it, yeah. And they also think that, like, I've met a lot of people like in the extreme sports world, and I feel like they also like don't get that no one else cares.
Yeah.
They think that people that are like famous in their sport are famous everywhere, and it's like no, outside of this, no one else cares.
Yeah, that's what I love about people, though. Like, I love how many things we've figured out how to do on the, on the earth.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, it is pretty incredible.
It's cool, like the way it's like surfing. That's just fucking crazy that we even figured that out.
Yeah,
making boats, scuba diving.
Dirt biking and stuff.
Oh, like, yeah.
I saw this crazy video of this guy going down. Like, I was like, humans are fucked up. Like, we don't even want to just live. We want to be like, and like, fuck the earth.
Yeah.
I want to be screaming at the top of my lungs. Border death all the time.
Well, I think it's because we don't have to, like, hunt lions anymore. So we have to get that feeling somehow.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we have to manufacture it by, like, rock climbing or bungee jumping.
Yeah, that's very true. I guess comedy is, like, our, you know.
Yeah,
a version of
adrenaline.
That.
Yeah. I think it's everyone should have a healthy dose of adrenaline in their lives.
Oh, for sure.
No one wants it because it, like, isn't, like...
Well, if you can do it in this way where you control it, that's
the best. Yeah, I just thought of, like, someone, like, breaking and entering. And you're like, no!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's actually... I wrote, like, a story about, like, people who have, like, adrenaline personalities where they really like adrenaline.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy that I talked to, who's a professor at Temple, he's a big advocate for, like... Because creative arts are a form of adrenaline, obviously. And so are sciences, because you're taking risks. And that's why he thinks that all schools should have that. Because if people that have that tendency don't have those outlets, they turn into criminals.
Oh, dang.
Because it's actually the same impulse.
Oh, yeah. Dang.
Yeah.
This is why I took so many lipsticks from Target.
I am afraid of it. Let's
talk about our crimes later.
Dude, Target used to be so easy to steal from.
Is it not anymore?
Well, now I just feel bad.
I just don't think I've done it in a while.
Yeah. But when I remember when it was they only sold like Cherokee brand and stuff.
Oh, that's old school.
Old school.
Yeah, yeah.
Target's, yeah, it originated where I grew up. And so it was like in Minneapolis.
You're around the first Target?
Mm-hmm.
What, have you been to the first one?
You guys get the Mall of America and Target.
Wow. Yes.
And General Mills.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't tell this story. I mean, how exciting this is. But I was at Target the other day, your guys' Target. Mm-hmm. And,
Eagle Rock.
You know, they've switched everything around. Yes. They have the new dressing rooms are a little weird.
Chaos.
The dressing rooms are in the middle. And there was just a guy, I was just walking, I just hear a guy yelling, hello, hello, and I look, and he's outside the dressing room, and he's like, paying customer here. And I was like, oh boy.
I hope no one helped him.
Oh, they didn't.
Yeah.
Because I saw him, like, I don't know how long he was standing there, but I saw him, like, a few minutes later, leaving at the door, yelling at the security guard, going, this is why I go to Kmart. They have customer service.
And you know what? I'm glad Kmart is there
for us. Oh,
yes.
Be blessed. Yeah, it was so funny.
Can you imagine if there was a bell?
All of us were just watching this guy being like, what the fuck?
You're, like, buttoning up your pants. I don't know what.
It was pretty great. And his son was with him, and you could tell he was so embarrassed. Like,
that's really funny.
Just the notion that anyone who works at Target cares that you're a paying customer.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You're a customer.
It was like, well, what were you going to do? Steal a bunch of shit?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the point of what place you were in.
To yell at the security guard? The security guard literally said, I'm the security guard.
We got some sass over there. It's pretty good. Yeah, it was great.
Something this will relate, but something that I've been doing because of the Marie Kondo stuff is I've just been going to Goodwills and just seeing what people are getting rid of.
Yeah, because people are getting rid of tons of shit.
And I was at the Eagle Rock Goodwill last night, actually, and there was a painting there that obviously had been given up, and I watched four different men go over and take pictures of it.
Oh, is it boobs?
About to see boobies?
There are boobs. They were covered up with a sticker. It's a naked woman riding horseback.
Oh my god, it's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
With her hands bound behind her.
Oh my god. Is it fleece?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. But I straight up, like, here's a guy just taking a picture of them. They were like all these guys.
Oh my god. Think of all the group chats that
they were just like, there were like four different guys like waiting for the last one to finish, and then they just go over
and
they'd
all Santa of Goodwill. Like stallion tits.
Just go have your private time with the horse
hands
lady.
Bound behind. Hilarious.
It's really fucking funny. It made me laugh. I was like, no, none of you are gonna buy it. You're all just.
Does it look like that was the person's first painting that they've ever done? That'd be awesome.
Oh yeah, in person it was like,
I know. I love that at Goodwill when it's obviously people have been like, let me just leave this.
Yeah,
it's
like see if there's any takers.
Drop a couple.
Bad art. I have this painting. I don't know what my mom did with it. But when I was in college, I took a mural painting class, and for our final, we had to like paint a big canvas.
Yeah.
And I did a picture of my ex and I in New York. And I did do a little speed before doing it.
Gotta get that painting done.
Yeah. Skyscraper. Did this turn out similar to the Color Me Mine?
No. Okay. I nailed this. It is probably my best work. Like,
that
it is
awesome.
Actually quite impressive. Like, the New York, I nailed the way the light hit the buildings. Like, speed. What can I tell you? It helps the paint. So,
Tess, have I done any crimes, Barker?
So, as such, it was my best work ever, and I gave it to my mom for Mother's Day because I was a poor college student. But I'm like, she must have thrown it away by now because it's a painting of me and my ex.
Oh, like, right. But I thought you were saying you found it. You don't know.
No, I don't know where it is.
Oh,
but
God, I hope that's
did your mom like your ex? What's that?
Did your ex and your mother get along?
Yeah, but like, is she really going to keep like a giant painting? She might.
Mom,
I mean, if it's
that's a good mom.
It's honestly the best thing I've ever painted.
That's awesome.
Whoa. Oh, I want to see this so bad.
I really want to see that.
It's, like,
holy
really
shit.
Good. That's awesome. Our faces are a little fucked up, but
sure.
I nailed
speed. Yeah, speed. Speed.
You got the buildings.
Black
you got the square parts.
Me. Exactly.
Coming soon to a Goodwill near you. Holy shit.
Oh my god. If anyone lives in Ventura County and you find that,
oh please,
please hit us up on
let
Twitter.
Let that find its way back.
Yes.
If of you is taking that to Antiques Roadshow, just know we know where its origins.
The TB Ridge.
That'd be funny, like a maybe like a updated version of Antique, but it's like Goodwill Roadshow.
Oh, that's great.
But I guess we have to like find. Wait, I think this is someone else's idea. Never mind. I think somebody told me about an idea like that. All right. Well.
Be a great sketch.
Yeah, I love it.
Should we do one more question?
Okay.
Should we do the second one? I mean, it's.
Yeah, sure.
It
was for our last guest, but then
they
she wrote a book about money, so it's. But we'll ask you.
But now you still have to ask.
What's your biggest financial regret?
I was like, yeah, let's just put you on the spot there.
Right.
I'm $47,000 in credit card debt.
Wow.
So you were about to say I'm 47. I was like, wow, girl.
I'm only 40.
I got a lot of plastic surgery.
I paid for this face. And I very much regret it. So I just regret was just opening up credit cards, I guess, and not...
That's fun,
though,
because that's a lot of little things put together.
So many little things.
Yeah.
Basically, what it added up to, so I opened a card for comedy because I was getting paid enough where I had to do an LLC thing. And so I was like, okay, cool, I'll do that. And then that quickly got out of hand. But you travel a lot. So it was like every flight, every hotel room, every meal, everything when you're out. And of course, it's a credit card. So you're just like, yeah, I'm in New Orleans and I'll buy
a fucking
shot for all 20 of these people. Who cares?
Yeah.
So that's stupid shit. It adds up quickly. But then,
I feel like credit card debt and rounds of shots just go hand in hand.
And then the other thing was Marshalls. So I'd always buy shit from Marshalls.
I was not expecting this.
But the fucked up thing about Marshalls / Great Thing is I call it I don't call it shopping anymore. I'm just like, I'm going to go borrow something from Marshall's, because you just buy it and then keep the tags on it and return it. And they just put it back on a gift card for you. So I literally have $1,000 worth of a gift card because it's just racked up returns.
Yeah.
But that's not going back on my credit card.
I don't understand this.
Damn, you found a loophole.
Yes.
But did she?
But it's not.
Why don't you go to a store where they give you a cash return?
They just don't.
Marshall's Target, baby. Only Target's library.
We call Target the library because.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can check stuff out at Target.
Yeah. Nice. Also Nordstrom's as well.
Yes.
You can record. My brother's wedding, I wore a $350 dress, took that shit back to Nordstrom the next day.
Yeah. Perfect. I love that. I do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
One time I was in Marshall's in Portland and I needed a new jacket. And so I was like looking at these jackets. I found one that I loved, but it didn't have a tag on it. And I was looking around for these other ones. And I was kind of like, yeah, it's a little bit bigger. Maybe I'll try to find like a smaller size and look. And I couldn't find anything like it. And I was like, you know what? No, this one's good. And then I, because you know, when you say something with another tag, you want to like always go to the register with another one just so they can do that one. But then you take the one you want. So I walk into the register and I was like, hey, I really want this, but there's no tag for it. And the girl goes, oh, and she's about to like explain something to me. And then the manager like whips around and she looks exactly like what you'd think a Marshall's manager, like purple hair, like in her 60s, like gray purple, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And like flips around. She goes, oh, I'll go find the match for it. Comes back, doesn't find anything similar. Finds a, she called it. She was, these are sister jackets of this company. And I'm like, no, they're not.
Yeah.
And then while she was going to find me another sister jacket, the girl at the register tells me, she goes, it was Halloween this past weekend, so a lot of people just like left their clothes in the dressing room, so it's probably just someone's jacket.
What?
And I'm like, why are you telling me this? And I was like,
wait, people left
what? People like, so you're telling me that? I go, she goes, yeah, sometimes we just don't know the difference between people's real clothes and the store clothes and we just hang them up. And I'm like,
whoa.
Are you high right now?
What are you doing? Fucking
and
funny.
So my jaw had dropped and I was like, in my mind, I'm like thinking about this, like, okay, but she had said it like a second before the manager lady came back and was like, here's the sister jacket. She's like, so I'll just charge you $30 for this one because this jacket's $30. And I'm like, did you just find this on the floor? I'm like, is this a floor jacket?
Yeah.
And then she's like, no, we have that brand. We sell that brand. And I'm like, okay, but the shock of it, and then I like lean. I was like, "Fuck it, that's awesome."
Yeah, yeah.
So then I just bought it because she goes, "I'll give you this return slip," and she was just keep it with you. And then she's like, "Wear it for a few days. It's raining outside. You're gonna need it. If you don't want it, just come back with this return slip, and you can get a brand new jacket for $30." And I'm like,
what game are they running?
This woman got fired the next day.
They don't. No, are you kidding me? She got
So promoted. Marshall's selling fucking used clothing.
Wow,
that's
Wild West and Marshall's.
Right?
Holy shit!
Yeah. It was Halloween, so you know.
Yeah, I know that means that adds nothing.
I was like, does that mean that people were like stealing their costumes and walking out with their clothes?
That's what I thought. And I'm like, in my mind, I was like, one thing. Yeah, if you need some tights, put them on.
Yeah.
Leave your pants.
Yeah. Yeah.
Walk out.
But maybe like you're wearing, but I'm trying to imagine a situation where you would go into Marshall's wearing a Halloween costume. You wouldn't.
No, she was saying that people are trying on their stuff for Halloween.
So like they like took their jacket off. And,
oh,
like,
in
maybe
my head they were wearing a jacket over the Halloween costume. Didn't think, oh, a jacket should go with this outfit, and then left it there because they weren't
just
wearing.
Just a bunch of like bees walking in. Like, oh, jacket works out.
Buzz, buzz, boom.
Like, there's no hole for my stinger in this jacket.
Speaking of trying stuff on, you know what I've wanted to do recently, which I used to do, is go try on prom dresses.
Oh, it's so fun.
So fun.
Oh, this sounds like a nightmare.
Oh, I hate
so
that.
Fun.
I hated prom dress shopping.
Tess, if you ever want to go, call me.
Okay,
I'm
awesome.
Not kidding.
Yeah, it's fun.
So you guys can have a great time. Yeah. I remember crying trying on prom dresses because
of
my boobs.
That does not sound fun to me.
Yeah, because I could never find anything that fit my boobs right. Everything like fit wrong up here and like or it would be like right up here and way too big everywhere else.
And when we were in high school, those like corset dresses were really popular.
Oh, I had one of those. Yeah.
Yeah. They were massive. Fucking hated that shit.
Ooh. I still have mine. I always borrowed other dresses. And so like when it was finally like my junior prom, my mom was like, okay, you can spend money. So I bought this $400.
Damn.
Like 7 layers of crinoline fucking princess dress.
Yes.
And it was so excited for it. And I still have it. It's at my parents' house. And my mom's like, I'm like, if you, I like cried to her. I was like, I'm not kidding. If you ever sell this, if you ever get rid of this, she's, I'm like, it's a size 10. I can still fit into it. Okay. She's like, okay. So my goal in my mind is to have some sort of situation where I have to be on the red carpet.
Yes.
In your prom dress. And I get to wear that prom dress.
Like a lot of women's goals, like, I'm going to fit back into my wedding dress, but you're like, I will fit into my junior
fucking prom dress. Everyone, I really haven't got that much. I'm the same size.
That's oh, rules. Yeah, you can rock it. Fucking do it.
I love it.
Everyone go put on their prom dresses right now. We'll be right back.
Please.
BRB. Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're with Joanne Schindlerly.
Hello.
And we're going to answer some lady problems.
Yeah. If you have them, send them to ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Lady. Lady problems. Lady. Lady problems. Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems.
All right. Hi, ladies. Thanks for all you do. Y'all rock. Entering confession booth. I have a lady problem. I love my partner deeply. We've been together for about a year and a half and are talking about forever together. They're 34. I'm 27. We're best friends. They're an incredibly kind and good person. We are deeply compatible on all the big stuff, except for one thing. They cannot kiss, like not even a little bit. It's genuinely baffling to me how bad they are at it. Think fish lips plus grandma without teeth eating ice cream plus what? Only ever kisses the top lip. I want to talk to them about it, but I know that, number one, it would break their heart. Number two, they are very big on honesty and would be most hurt that I hadn't told them until now. Which, in my defense, I was so very giddy and in love for the first few months of our relationship. We jumped in real fast and moved real quickly that I didn't notice how bad they were at kissing. And then, like, 8 months in, I woke up one morning and was like, OMG, what the fuck? So maybe I would have tried to address it from the start, but now I feel like it's too late. It's also at the point where I'm fixated on it and I can't think about anything else when we're getting physical and it's starting to affect our sex life. How do I talk to them about this?
Oh, you just have to. You can't be forever with somebody and have that. No. You're gonna have so much animosity. You're gonna start to hate that person.
Yeah. You're not gonna be able to have that.
Like sex without being, you know, right. That's all you can think about.
The whole house of cards is gonna come falling down from that.
I mean, that's really hard because it is. They're gonna be like, why the fuck didn't you tell me this immediately? Like, you've been thinking this for how long?
Right. I mean, it's gonna be a hard conversation, but you gotta maybe break bad news with fun.
You're gonna have it's gonna have to be a thing where it's like, hey, like, I feel like we kiss, like, our kissing's a little off. Let's try this. You're gonna have to say something like that.
I was not reading this kissing blog, and Cosmo
you know
said,
how kissing blog.
That I wrote myself.
Yeah.
That I want you to read.
But I mean, I don't know. It's risky, though, because the thing is, like, A, it could not change, and B, that's, like, all that he's gonna think about then every time you guys kiss.
Yeah.
So it's like, it could. That's scary, but yeah, obviously you have to say something because you can't keep going. But
I think
how do you approach
that? I think try to keep it as lighthearted as possible. Yeah. Like a little bit. Like, hey, I know this is kind of silly, but like, how do you start the convo? Like, when, first of all, when does she even start the convo?
Right. It's like, do you do it like when you're about to kiss? Like, do you do it randomly?
I think it is when they're about to kiss, right? Like, they kiss and then you pull back. No.
I don't think so.
That's too in the moment.
But then if it's not in the moment, don't you think that makes it more of like
It's more like, oh, hey, by the way, I think about this constantly.
Yeah.
What if it's, I think maybe it's like a post-coital moment where you're like, what are some things that you like about... Tell me about the things that you like about what I do. Or like maybe you start with a couple of compliments or something and then you can kind
of
like
sneaky.
Yeah.
I felt like date, like at home dinner date, wine. Hey, like start out being like, I'm feeling horny.
Yeah.
She just had a glass of wine in her hand.
Your hand just went straight up to
horny.
The fake one.
Here's what I want you to do to me. Kiss normal.
I think like, how do you change this?
I think starting it with like, I like the idea of starting it with a compliment. So like name a couple of things that you think are like hot about them or something that you like that they do.
Then also mad props for being with a person that long that and thinking about being with them forever when they don't kiss how you like.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
That is that love?
I don't know if I would love. Yeah, that's love, I guess. Yeah.
That's love?
Yeah.
I feel like, is there anything to like, because obviously, usually kissing is like very intuitive, but I do think that some people like, it's not for them. And if they just adjusted something, maybe he doesn't know what he's missing out on, basically.
Yes.
Because great kissing is like the best thing in the world, and he probably isn't getting what he could be getting out of it. So it's beneficial for both of you, obviously. So maybe you have to approach it like that, where maybe it's like, is it like a role play thing where you're like who's your first girlfriend? Like how did, not that, like how'd you kiss her, but like, like his favorite porn star, like, you know, what would you like, like act like I'm her or something like that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it can also be like a little bit more like, can I show you something?
I think it's that, like where you like play around, like kiss him all around his mouth and then say, and then you kiss me here now.
Exactly.
Like something like that, you go back and forth.
Yeah, I think that's good. Like make it seem more like it's more like you're being fun.
Yeah, and like
and
a fun
experimental
game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would just, it cannot be in the moment, I would think. They would have to make each other in the moment and that like make it a game. Exactly, make it a game. Oh, remember Spencer's, how they had that dice game?
That's what you
oh my god, that's a funny
make
idea.
Up
that's a funny idea.
Make up your own and be like, kiss with your mouth open.
Yeah
kiss, yeah, slide a tongue
and
in.
Then and then do it like that all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, you could, I think you can like, yeah, just tell him what you want him to do, or him or her. I don't know if that's, if you're
I think they're non-binary, actually. They a lot.
Tell them what they want to do, or what you want them to do, and then just positive reinforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
good dog.
I really like that. That's good. I like when you that. You know, I think that in
put
general.
Put treats on your bottom.
Oh my god. Put some like salmon strips, like right in between your teeth and your lip.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
A little lipper.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. I mean, I would go for an upside down Spider-Man kiss.
There you go.
Sure.
You get a real bad sore on that top lip, and then they have to focus on the bottom lip.
Get some like fake makeup.
Yeah,
exactly. Kiss me down here. Yeah. Kiss me over here.
So many. Where'd you get it from?
That is, it's really difficult though, because like, yeah, you don't want to put them in their head about it.
Oof, yeah.
Yeah, I think my advice is like, keep it light and keep it as positive as possible.
Light and airy, fun and flirty.
Yeah. Light and airy, fun and flirty. Reinforce the things that you like, and then like shoehorn in some light criticism.
Plus, well, I also wonder, like, are you leading these kisses at all, or is this person leading too? Because like, if you were like, I want to take control of this kiss and I'm going to kiss you how I want to be kissed, then like, then, you know, it's like kind of a fucking dance. You know what I mean?
A little bit. Kissing's a power move too, though.
Yeah.
I went on a really bad Tinder date with a dude and it was so boring. It was so bad. And then at the end, I was like kind of bummed and I was like, well, fuck, I'm still going to kiss him because like, I'm going to end on a high note. That was a waste of time. I'm going to fucking make out with you.
Yeah.
And so I leaned in, like we kissed, and then he was really bad at it. He was really bad kisser. And so then I, in my head, got bougie and I was like, no, we're going to do that again. Like, you can't leave me with a bad fucking kiss, dude. So I tried again and I tried to like overcorrect it, but I must have been too aggressive because then he backed off and he goes, whoa, this is the first date.
Whoa.
And I was like, no, dude, in my head, I was trying to,
I'm trying to fix what your bullshit.
Yeah. Backfired terribly.
That's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
Now that dude's like engaged. He dated the next girl he dated. He's engaged to.
He would be.
And he's kissing her like shit too.
Right? Maybe we should link up. I'll give you an Instagram handle.
Another thing you could do actually like is literally learn how to dance with them. Because like I feel like when you're learning how to dance with someone, like you have to like learn about leading and following and like talk about that stuff. So maybe that would be a good like entree into the kissing discussion is like watch a YouTube tutorial on how to do some kind of a dance.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
Well, also like the whatever activity leading into a kiss is always the sexiest.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to obviously the mecca of any question like this, which is Cosmopolitan.
Oh, what does Cosmo say?
Let's see. Okay. This first one's confusing. If he presses too hard with his lips, sure, a little pressure is hot sometimes, but constant force hurts. Run your fingers through his hair and pull his head back a bit so his lips are lighter on yours. Then say something like, I like that.
That's
Not bad.
They're
not
bad. To counteract harshness is to pull someone's hair.
I think they like lightly pull, but then you pull back. You don't. That's weird to pull them back.
I think that's mixed signals.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one says, make a game of it. Tell him where you want to be kissed and work your way up to the lips. Once he's there, playfully ask him to mimic you and show him what you like. Mitch, do it like this. I'm not terrible.
Yeah.
Mitch.
Every Cosmo like boyfriend this. Is named Mitch.
Yeah. Like this. Mitch, you're a bad kisser. Do it like this.
Mitch, you're my bitch.
I'm on Bustle looking at a similar list, and there's just a lot of gifts of like very close up kisses that I'm not into. Oh. Just like fucking hate that.
Get your. I like that one.
No, I don't like it. just two like chins, just like.
No.
But it's two women kissing. All right. Whether it's. I mean, I think that's hotter than two guys, but. Or a girl and a guy.
Well, I mean, I think it's all great. It's just a little bit too close for me. Stop looking at it.
Okay, whether it's wiggling his head around or having a turbo tongue, it can be distracting when your man is moving around like clay. Well, this isn't that issue, but if he won't keep his head still, grab it between your hands and keep it in place. This is all weirdly for like
it's equivalent to a man. This would be like the dude's version of like if you're not sucking your dick right, grab her by the back of the hair.
Yeah. It's actually the same exact move.
Yeah.
One wants to have their head controlled like a horse.
No, that's not going to make good kissing.
No blinders up.
Please. I think her best bet is literally in a fun, flirty way, explain what you want.
Honesty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and this, sorry, I know we're taking advice from the internet, but this is, whatever. This isn't Cosmo anymore. This last one says, be honest, if all the under-the-radar tactics don't work to improve your partner's kissing skills and you really want to continue seeing them, you just have to be honest. Tell them that you don't love their kissing style and suggest concrete ways that they can improve it. It might be a tough conversation, but it's better for them to know and be able to make it better than to continue their bad kissing habits. And on the plus side, gives you a chance to practice your kissing with someone you care about, which isn't the worst thing in the world. I mean,
yeah.
Ooh, that'd be tough.
No, I think it's just her key is just sugarcoating it as much as possible.
Yeah, you're right. Make it a game. Make it light.
Yes, and yeah, I think wine's a great idea.
Wine it up.
And definitely.
The dice game, not terrible.
It's not bad.
And also be honest about like the reason I haven't brought it up before is because like I have loved all of these things.
Totally.
Like, it's a part of the compliment process.
Because I love you.
Make sure you include other like things that you think that they do or that are sexy.
Yes. Because
it is going to be a bit of a blow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, exactly. You got to be like, I love how you do all this stuff. I think we could work on this here.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Like, it can be better. Maybe you don't even have to be like, you're a horrible kisser. Just like, I think our kissing could be better. You know what I mean?
I think it's putting it that way. Just like, chemistry, I think that we could do this together better.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely.
And maybe, then if not, don't marry them.
What if she does this? I don't think this is a good idea at all. But what if you'd be like, this is how you kiss. And they're like, oh, God.
Here's a clear
do it on their face. make them feel it. Make them experience your pain.
I always think that's balloon. The best fighting Watch tactic. Me. Just make them go through the hell that you're going through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty good.
Well, good luck. Let us know how it goes.
You guys, we have like a lot coming up in our top secret session. We're going to be talking about crimes.
Yeah. If you want to hear the top secret session, go to patreon.com/ladytolady to find out how you can listen to this top secret session along with all the other ones we've had, which have been
They've all been really great. We love our patrons. We love you freeloaders too. Thanks, guys.
And we do. We really appreciate if you, the people who are patrons and pay to hear our crimes.
Yeah. Pay for our crimes.
You're paying to keep secrets. You're in the mafia. Exactly. At this point.
Exactly. And that might be your crime.
Yeah.
We're just making.
Yeah. And hey, if you've committed a crime that you want to share with a bunch of strangers, we have a Facebook group as well.
Sure.
We'll start a crime thread.
Facebook.
Yeah. Joanne, where can people find you on the internet?
At Joanne Elizabeth. JoanneElizabeth. Yay. I should change it if I can't spell it myself.
Well, she's super fucking funny. Go see her do stand up.
Love Joanne.
Live if you can and get her album Dark Jeans coming out.
Oh my gosh, please get it in April.
In April.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, guys.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.